All right, Tim Geiser. First of all, your teammate, Panzer. Dude, he rode great.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, when because I was watching a race over here on the TV, yeah. and he take a start. He was third out of the corner, and then second corner, he passed Hunter, and he was in the lead. Yeah. Like, we were screaming here. Yeah. I mean, he did a great job riding in almost all the race in second place, then dropped to fourth, came back to third, I think.
Third, yeah, RJ,
so he finished third. I think that was his best race in his career, and no, really happy for him. Yeah. And overall, as a team, you know, we finished fifth.
Yeah.
Never finished so high. So like, we are happy. We are happy.
Dude, there were years where you guys didn't make the A main. Exactly. You know what I mean? You were it. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Not that long ago. You know, it was maybe 7-8 years ago. We were fighting to came in A final, and now we are fighting in top tens, you know, top five. So yeah, pretty happy.
Did you crash with Jet in Moto2?
No. But I had a really bad start because Jan went first, so I went second on the gate.
Yep.
So I had a 29 gate pick. So I went completely on the inside.
Okay.
I think second gate or something like that, and they squeezed me. So I was around 30 or something like that, but came through the pack.
Jet really battled it out.
Yes. It was fun.
Where did you guys it looked like a little bit like he kind of stuck you a little bit and you got pissed and came at him?
I don't remember, like, but we passed each other one time, and then I lost the rhythm a little bit, but then towards the end I was coming back. But yeah, it was good, you know. I think we all had fun. The track was fun to ride. Was quite sketchy today.
Yeah. You're like the fifth guy that's told me that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It was slippery. I mean, it looks like from outside, it looks like a lot of grip, but it was actually super hard and slippery underneath. But hey, on the end was the same for everyone.
Right. Were you happy with your day, like your riding, like how you felt?
I would say yes, especially second moto. I felt more comfortable than the first one. First one got a little bit tight and got some arm pump. But yeah, overall I have to be happy, you know. I'm coming from the injury. I don't feel 100% yet, but like with every GP and now also here, I feel like we did every time a step in the right direction.
Right.
So. Yeah, super motivated for the off season and for next year.
Yeah, we were talking about, because you had that moto last year, right? You won. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And when you came back from the injury, you weren't quite at your level. So when us idiot media guys are talking about you, we're like, he's not as good as he was last year. But, I mean, dude, not bad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was expecting that, you know, I was not on the same level like last year. I was fighting until the last round with Jorge, you know. We were both in great shape, and then obviously Matteo Basin, I did amazing races. So for this year I was expecting, I mean, I always give 100%, but I knew it that I'm not on the level like I was last year, but still I think I did decent riding, and speed was there, finishing 3-4. So
what a career at Honda. This wraps it up for you, right? New challenge for you and everything else, but man, yeah, you're like a Honda icon with everything you've won.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not easy, especially, you know, that race was the last race.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is. Did you think about that at all?
A little bit, but now it's not secret anymore. I mean, it's the last race of the year, but like, yeah, next year we're gonna have some changes, you know, and obviously it's sad from one point of view, but like from the other, I'm really looking forward, you know, something new,
something fresh, right?
Exactly, new beginning, and I can't wait to start, you know.
I think it's another Motocross of Nations where American fans are like, fuck, Geiser's pretty good. Like you know, because they follow it, but they don't always know. And then with Prado not doing that well, I think the typical American fan may not respect you guys as much. But every year at this Nations, you're like, man, that guy's pretty good. So.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, let's say Europeans and the guys that race here in America, I mean, we are both the best in the business, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and also we have to know, you know, Nations is one weekend event, so everything has to be perfect, you know, all the puzzles have to come together to win it on the end. So it's not easy, but yeah, I think we are both really good, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for doing this, and we'll see you down the road. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.